of some strange land with tiny kings and queens who sleep through everything, and language that we've long forgotten, unrestricted kinds of thoughts, relying on our empathy to shield them from our enemies. She's worth her weight in gold. She's worth her weight in gold. I've read the books and talked with friends, but still this isn't making sense. I'm ill-equipped in every way to know the things to do or say. So what is this I'm holding near? A source of joy, a source of fear. And what is this I'm holding near? A part of me, this much is clear. She's worth her weight in gold. 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 What does she see? What does she see? What does she hear? What does she hear? What does she feel? What does she feel? What does she think? What does she think? And somehow I can't help but feel my love for Annette's begun to dull. That hard edge that I need to have to draw them out, push clouds to laugh. And strange as it might be to say with Anne, it's worse in every way. My love for her has lessened me, I'm less a man created me. Her shadow looms so large, a kind of impotence has stricken me. Where is that glib comedian, that edgy shits and also ran? Is it their fault it's come to this? You see, my love for them both has made me this. It's robbed me of what's really me, to wipe out what I need to be. But here I am, an empty man, a father lover, an empty man. I'm worthless and I'm old. I'm worthless and I'm old. I'm worthless and I'm old. I'm worthless and I'm old.